Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Office of Special Prosecutions completed its review of an officer-involved shooting on July 8th involving Kirk Medak and Alaska State Trooper Gabriel Hallman in Kisilov. The review letter was issued to the Department of Public Safety and Trooper Hallman on August 22nd. Due to an oversight, a press release was not issued at the time. The review determined that Trooper Hallman was legally justified in using deadly force against Mr. Medak, who was 67. According to the Department of Public Safety dispatch on the incident, troopers were notified that a man was threatening to kill people with a sword on South Kisilov Beach just before 12:30 in the morning of July 8th. Two troopers, one of whom was Trooper Hallman, initially arrived on the scene to find, quote, brandishing a harpoon, who then charged at the trooper's marked patrol vehicle. The man, Kirk Medak, initially retreated after one of the troopers ordered him to step back. However, when the troopers exited their vehicle, the man charged at them while still brandishing the harpoon and ignored the trooper's commands to stop. That's when Trooper Hallman discharged his firearm, striking Medak. The Alaska Supreme Court ruled Thursday that a man currently serving a 20-year prison sentence can remain on the November ballot in the state's U.S. House race. In a brief order, a split court affirmed a lower court ruling in a case brought by the Alaska Democratic Party. Justice Susan Carney dissented. A full opinion explaining the reasoning will be released later. Democrats sued state election officials to seek the removal from the ballot of Eric Hafner, who pleaded guilty in 2022 to charges of making threats against police officers, judges, and others in New Jersey. Hafner, who has no apparent ties to Alaska, is running as a Democrat in a closely watched race featuring Democratic U.S. Representative Mary Peltola and Republican Nick Begich. Hafner's declaration of candidacy listed a federal prison in New York as his mailing address. Under Alaska's open primary system, voters are asked to pick one candidate per race, with the top four vote-getters advancing to the general election. Attorneys for Alaska Democrats argue that there was no provision in the law for the sixth-place finisher to advance, while attorneys for the state said that interpretation was too narrow. Alaska State Troopers managed to locate an Anchorage man on Saturday, September 7th, who had fled the scene of a vehicle accident into the forest outside Seward. After rescuing the man, troopers learned he was a fugitive who had removed an electronic ankle monitor and was fleeing impending court proceedings. According to an Alaska State Trooper report, just before 5:30 p.m. on September 7th, troopers received reports of a single vehicle rollover at mile 26 of the Seward Highway near Crown Point. Troopers responded and located a 1992 white Honda Accord hatchback on its side, unoccupied, blocking travel on the highway. At the time, reports indicated an adult male had fled from the collision with a single bag traveling south from the collision down the railroad tracks. Responding troopers used a drone to locate the man, identified as 36-year-old Jeffrey Green of Anchorage, in the nearby woods along Trail River under a pine tree. Green was transported to Providence Seward Medical Center for evaluation and treatment. Subsequent AST investigation revealed that Green, who was on Anchorage pretrial supervision with electronic monitoring, had disabled and removed his monitoring device north of Girdwood. He then continued to travel southbound towards Seward at a high rate of speed, driving recklessly, ultimately resulting in the rollover after departing the roadway. Troopers contacted Green the following day. While he was still at Providence Seward Medical Center, he was arrested and taken to Spring Creek Correctional Center, where he was remanded and held without bail. Green faces multiple charges, including second-degree escape, reckless driving, leaving the scene of an accident, and unlawful abandonment. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on The One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.